ER101. In conjunction with the American College of Emergency Physicians, get the 411 on your 911. Here's your host, Dr. Lee Vinoker.
Hi, and welcome back to ER 101. Well, an interesting new study in the Annals of Emergency Medicine looked at states that decriminalized marijuana, and they found something surprising, an increase in children winding up in the ER. My next guest, Dr. Sam Wang, is an assistant professor of pediatrics at Children's Hospital of Colorado, and he's also on faculty at the Rocky Mountain Poison and Drug Center. So welcome, doctor, and the author of this study. Welcome, Dr. Wang. Thanks for being here.
Oh, thanks for having me.
I want to ask you right out. Now, when you did this study, it was before recreational use of marijuana was allowed in the state, or was it right around that time?
Yeah, that's correct. No, we the dates we did it were from beginning of January 2005 to the end of 2011. And the two states that have passed recreational legislation, being Washington and Colorado, did so this year. So it would have been prior to the recreational laws.
So we'll discuss the study a little more. So that would make you wonder or worry, could it be even worse once you'll be able, I guess, to compare recreational versus medicinal? So you looked at states that allowed it. I think there are like 20 states, including the District of Columbia, that legalized it for medical use.
Yeah, so I think when we, in our time frame, by the time at the end of 2011, there were 18 states plus D.C. That had passed some sort of decriminalization law for medical marijuana, but nothing recreational.
Oh, okay. Yep. So tell us a little bit about the study. What made you look at it? Had you noticed that kids were coming in? Were you, noticing more calls to poison centers about it?
Yeah, that's a good question. So, yeah, initially at our home children's hospital in Colorado, we started noticing an increased rise in kids coming in with unintentional marijuana exposures, usually young kids, usually, 1 or 2 years of age, the age where kids start exploring and getting into things, and also being fairly symptomatic. And so we saw that here in Denver and in Colorado. So then we thought, well, what's happening in the rest of the nation? And so we did a retrospective review looking at all the poison center data and call information from January 2005 through December 2011. And we basically looked at unintentional exposures in kids 9 years and younger who had a single substance or just a marijuana exposure documented as the reason why they called the poison center. And, oh, go ahead.
No, I was just going to say, and this is, when you talked about exposure, it wasn't secondhand smoke. This was some type of edible product that had marijuana in it.
That's interesting. Sometimes, so for the most part, that information wasn't available. We knew that almost 80% of the kids we looked at in that time frame, the route of exposure was ingestion. So it was, whether it was the plant itself or an edible, we knew it was an ingestion rather than like a secondhand smoke exposure.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's interesting. And I guess I didn't realize in states that allowed legalization of it for medical marijuana use, they were putting it into edible products. I just kind of assumed it was people were just smoking it.
Yeah.
But they were making edible products for it?
Yeah, so the medical and recreational marijuana industries have grown tremendously over the past couple of years, and things that are available for use are not just our traditional smokable forms that we think of. Now they have a whole huge variety of edible forms. So baked goods, cookies, candies, there's beverages, there's granola, there's just all sorts of things that are available. And there's also electronic cigarettes, kind of like you have with your nicotine cigarettes. They have that available for marijuana as well in kind of a concentrated form. There's tinctures available and concentrated products that you can make your own edibles or add them to whatever you choose to use your medical recreational marijuana with. But the industry has expanded and exploded quite a bit, that there's a lot more available. And you're right, a lot of people don't realize that. People think traditionally of your normal, you know, smokable marijuana in a joint or what have you. Mm-hmm. But now it's readily available in a lot of different forms.
Yeah, I mean, I guess I figured in the states where it was recreational, those areas were going to have an explosion. And I have seen things, you know, that look like gummy bears, you know,
yep.
and things
yep.
like that, where you can totally see that there could be a problem with things like that with kids.
Yeah.
The second
yeah.
I saw that, I thought, oh, my God, that's not going to be good.
Yeah, you know, absolutely. So, you know, kids, as you know, and as a lot of people know, they get in a lot of things. And a lot of things aren't edible or don't taste good necessarily, and they still get into them. But then you put a potential drug into something that they usually love that is inherently attractive to kids, you know, whether it's a dessert or a candy, and they're not going to know the difference, they're not going to taste the difference, and a lot of these have really high potentially high amounts of THC in them, which could lead to more severe symptoms.
Yeah, so let's talk briefly about what these kids were presenting like, and were there any serious, like, deaths related to it?
Yeah, it's a good question. So we had no deaths, luckily, in review, so that's great. The majority of symptoms that were documented were some sort of altered mental status, we call it. So it's typically drowsiness or lethargy. It was documented, or imbalanced or agitated or confused. So typically the most common things we saw was nervous system effects. We know in our poison center review, luckily the cardiovascular or respiratory symptoms that we almost all fear was very far and few between. There was basically less than 2% were documented to have any sort of respiratory depression, heart rate slowing, or low blood pressures. We've had experience in our own hospital where they have a spectrum of sleepiness, you know, anywhere from just a little drowsy to the point where they can't be woken up, and some actually need have their airway protected because they're so sleepy.
Mm. So, I mean, is that a testament to marijuana? There are less respiratory effects than other drugs, correct?
You know, I think what we're seeing, or what we're worried about, is kind of the secondary effects of the central nervous system depression. Is, mm-hmm. you know, if they're so sleepy, they become
right.
Pradipnik or, you know, apneic. And I think that's
right.
what that's our biggest concern.
Mm-hmm. As opposed to an actual action on the respiratory center, the way perhaps some...
like a narcotic or...
Yeah, narcotic.
Like an opioid. Yeah, yeah.
But what's interesting is, and I guess it'll have to play out in these states, because isn't it true that the federal government's is going to sue the two states about this whole recreational idea? But there is candy with alcohol in it. And how is that regulated? Because that's another issue of kids getting into. I know they do in Europe, and when you bring them back, sometimes it's a problem. These little chocolates that when you bite into them,
liqueur,
right? So
yeah, you know, I don't know the status of that, what you're saying. You know, I think you know, a couple of things. You know, our overall rates were low, but as you said, as you pointed out, the rate is going up, and we obviously want to keep it that way. So I know in Colorado the legislature has noticed kind of our research, and they've implemented child resistant packaging to products to try to help keep the rate of exposure low. And we all know child-resistant packaging has been proven to decrease unintentional exposures for pharmaceuticals and household products. And so we're hoping they will do the same for marijuana products as well.
Yeah, no, it was a very interesting study. And when I looked at the years from it, you just think that for sure it's going to even go up more in Colorado. So it'd be interesting to see as you continue your research. This is ER 101. I'm Dr. Lee Vanocur on Radio MD. Stay well and tune in to your health.